We learned in the first mission of the Perek that wood, which is in storage and set aside for use in building, cannot be used on Yom Tov for the sake of fueling a fire. Reason being that it's usually much more expensive wood, and therefore one would not intend to use it for firewood. It's set aside for use in building, and building is certainly forbidden on Yom Tov, and therefore the wood is considered to be muktzah. This is known as muktzah machmas chesaron kis, something which is muktzah because it's so valuable that the owner would not want to use it for anything other than its designated purpose. So the Mishnah repeats this law in order to tell us the law after that. Firstly, in Mavakan Eitzim Lo Min HaKoyos, it is forbidden to chop wood if it has beams which are set aside for building. And as well as that, for Lo Min HaKoyos Shenishbara B'Yom Tov, one can also not chop, or even just take and carry, one of these boards, even if it was broken on Yom Tov. And so once it's already broken, it's not going to be used for building. And now the only real use for it is to use it as firewood. Nevertheless, it is still considered to be muktzah because of the very important rule which applies to muktzah, and that is migud iskatzoi bein hashemoshes iskatzoi l'kol yomer. That since it was muktzah during twilight as Shabbos or Yom Tov began, it remains muktzah for the remainder of that day. Meaning whether something is muktzah or not is decided based on the time that Shabbos or Yom Tov begins, irrelevant of what occurs after that. Now, if these beams broke before Yom Tov began, then it would be permitted to chop them on Yom Tov for the sake of firewood. And although this is not directly involved in preparing for food, this is machshir eichel nefesh, it's something that you're doing for the sake of being able to prepare for food. It's a step removed. And whether machshir eichel nefesh may be performed on Yom Tov is subject to debate, as we have seen once in the Masechta already. However, in this case, everybody would agree that you are allowed to chop the wood on Yom Tov, as long as it was not muktzah. And this is because of the rule of Beis Hillel of Mitoich. Mitoich shurta l'tzoyech, hutra mishaloi l'tzoyech. That since you would be able to chop, for example, meat, so you are also allowed to chop wood, even if it is not for the sake of direct food preparation. Now the Mishnah says, even in a case where the wood is not muktzah, there are still restrictions on how you can chop the wood. One cannot chop it with an axe, nor with a saw, nor with a sickle, which is some sort of moon-shaped blade, a particular type of very sharp knife. Using these things is considered a weekday activity. Rather, one should use a meat chopper, a special tool designed for cutting meat. And the Gemara explains that actually this meat chopper has two sides to it. One side of the knife is much wider, and one is much finer and sharper. So the Gemara says that you can only use the sharper, finer side, because that would be a very significant difference to the regular tool which is used for cutting wood. And so that is considered to be a significant shinui, a difference in the manner in which something is performed. And so that way it will be permitted on Yom Tov. The second half of the Mishnah concerns a particular type of muktzah known as muktzah machmas isur. Muktzah machmas isur refers to something which at the time that Shabbos or Yom Tov began, the only way you could have used that item was by transgressing an aveira, by violating Shabbos. So for example, bais shayamole peiros, a house or a building, perhaps just one large room, which is full of produce, full of fruit, and it's totally sosum. It's totally closed off. There's no way to get in other than by breaking down one of the walls. So at the time that Yom Tov began, it was totally closed off, and it would be forbidden to break into the wall. That would be demolishing, which is forbidden on both Shabbos and Yom Tov. So this is an example of muktzah machmas isur. Now in this case, v'nifchas, a hole was made in the wall during the course of Yom Tov, and now it's possible to just reach in and take some of the fruit. The question is the fruit considered muktzah or not? So this would be a classic case of muktzah machmas isur, that when Yom Tov began, the only way one could have accessed and moved the fruit would be by violating an aveira. However, in the case of our Mishnah, the bricks or the stones which made up the walls were not actually cemented. It was just a pile of lots of bricks piled one on top of the other, but just by moving one of the bricks, you could have opened up the wall. Now, midrabbanon, it is still forbidden to move one of the bricks. It is considered like demolishing the wall. However, midoraisa, it's totally permitted, because you're not really demolishing anything since it wasn't stuck together at all. And this Mishnah teaches us a very important condition for something to be considered muktzah machmas isur, and that is that it's only considered muktzah machmas isur if the transgression which one would have had to violate when Yom Tov began in order to access that thing would be an aveira midoraisa. However, since over here, it would only be violating Shabbos Midrabbanon. That's all you need to do in order to access or move the fruit. So it is not considered to be Muktzeh Machmas Isser, and therefore, no Tum Kema Pchas, it is permitted to take fruit from the place where the hole is, and the fruit is not considered to be Muktzeh. Now, Rabbi Meir takes this a step further, and Rabbi Meir says, Af Pechis Lechatchil of a Neitel, one may even make the hole himself originally, and take the fruit. According to Rabbi Meir, there is not even a prohibition midrabbanon of demolishing if the bricks are not stuck together. However, according to everyone, a very important rule comes out of this Mishnah, and that is that Muktzeh Machmas Isser applies only if the transgression which one would have to violate would be midoraisa.